Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Liam O'Mara. I'm a Christian brother, former pupil of Mary I, back in the good old days. We were the first group that had to do 3 years for teaching. Up to that, it was only a two-year course for the NTs, and we had to do it 3 years. And we were a bit upset having to do a three-year course. We thought, well, if they could train everybody else in 2 years, why do we need 3 years, you know? But we were the first group that had the 3 years, so it was way back in the good old days. I came out in 1977. So after that, I was teaching here in Limerick in Sexton Street, and then teaching down in Yall in Cork. And when I joined the Brothers, then I was sent teaching in Enniskillen and Clare. I always wanted to be a teacher from when I was small. I think the teacher we had some influence in that, yeah. Good teacher, I thought, and I wanted to be a teacher. Always wanted to be a teacher. So I came to Mary I to be a teacher, yeah. I think I just expected that when I came out of it, I'd be a teacher, you know. I look forward to it, you know. And I enjoyed it for the most part. It was good times. You know, it was a bit different because we weren't sure what was going to happen at the end of the 3 years, whether we were going to have a degree or not degree. While we were here, we didn't actually know that. So we had some confrontation on those issues as to whether it would be a degree or a diploma when we came out of it. As for the place itself, no, I just look forward to going to college and hope I'd survive it, being shy and quiet. I was normal school, primary school in Enniskillen, small little school, only three teachers, you know. In 1985 I was sent there as principal of that, and there was a little group had set up to bring in some children from Belarus, from Chernobyl, on a holiday, and they had brought in six children, and they wanted to put them in six different schools so that the children would have to learn English, because if they put the six of them together, they'd all learn, or they'd just keep speaking Russian. So we were asked, would we take one? So we did. And then the committee who brought them in were going out to visit Belarus, and they asked me, would you like to come? And I said, okay, I'd like to come. A week off school, why not? So the department said I could go, but when I retire, I have to make up the 5 days I missed. But anyway, I went to Belarus. And after that, I took a year off school and went out to Belarus to teach for a year, with no Russian, no idea what was it like. And off I went. And when I arrived outside, it was in January, and it was minus 19. And that was kind of the start of my Belarus experience, you know. So it was fun, you know, when you go to a place, you don't know the language and you're frozen and nobody's at the airport to meet you. It's great fun. That's how it started off. But after that, I taught in school for a number of years. Oh no, I taught in school for a number of months outside. And then after that, a lady I got to know outside asked me to visit one of the orphanages in a place called Chervin. So we went to Chervin, and it was awful. It was really awful, you know. There were all kinds of handicaps and special needs, and it was filthy, dirty, packed, and they didn't even have soap, they didn't have hot water, they didn't have clean clothes. So we began there, and that was in 1997. 21st of May I visited it, and just the day before I was coming back. And so I just came back and told people about it, and bit by bit volunteers came along, and we went to Belarus, and we did a job on Chervin and made it better. And then after that, Shannon Parish wanted a millennium project for the year 2000. So we found a second orphanage, Gorodice, again with about 300 children in it, all special needs, all in a terrible condition. And so we gathered a group of volunteers and we went out for a week or two out there as well. Oh. And I mean, we were literally cleaning the children, cleaning the dirt off their backs. I remember cutting the toenails that had grown into the skin that hadn't been cut, you know, things like that. Cleaning belly buttons was the one thing I hated doing, you know, with little Q-tips, cotton buds as they used to be called. And I suppose the awful thing about it was finding that there were some intelligent, very intelligent children in broken bodies. You know, they could actually communicate with you, some could talk to you, some couldn't. So we just began working with them, cleaning them, feeding them, buying them yogurts and bananas, and bringing toys and clothes and food and nappies. And that was the start. And so in the past 10 years, that has grown into a bigger project. So we're making a little difference to a lot of people. When I had been there for the year teaching, I had decided there's nothing really here that I want to do. This is not what I want to do. I'm going to go back to Ireland. I'm going to go back to Lahinch and start playing golf and do my bit of teaching and stay as I am. But on that last day, because Maria, a lady called Maria, said, would you want to come and see Chervin and have a look? And because of what I saw there on that day. So that made all the difference, that one visit to that orphanage. And that changed. It changed my life, changed my outlook, it changed what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and it changed, I suppose, an awful lot of lives who became involved with us with the Burn Chernobyl project. And so we've had hundreds of volunteers going out over the years, we've had hundreds of kids brought in, and we have thousands of people in various orphanages who have benefited by that. I come back for a couple of weeks, or maybe a month, to meet people, have meetings, talk to people like you, so that we can get some Mary Eye volunteers to come out, and or some students. We have some students from UL, some physiotherapists and things who come out. So we'd love to have some people from here come out as well, just for a week or two in the summer if they're free, and work with the kids, play with the kids, bring them for walks, bring them for days out. So I come back, talk to people, try to raise some money, get some more money with me to bring out and spend outside. We're lucky that we're allowed into the orphanages. I mean, people could tell us go away for ourselves. And we were lucky for the past number of years. There was some money. We were able to bring money. And we had good donations. And we had good lot of volunteers coming with us. That's changing a little bit now. People have been a little bit more careful. People don't have the same amount of money to give away. But we've done an awful lot. And even if we did no more, what has been achieved in the past 10 or 15 years has made a huge difference to a lot of people. And I mean, there are children alive now who wouldn't be alive. There are children working who wouldn't be working. There are children reading who wouldn't be reading. And we had one little girl there recently who needed a liver transplant. So we were able to help with some money for that. And she got a little bit of liver from her mother. And she's in Belgium and doing very well. Little things like that that we... which are big things in the lives of others. Find some of the villages, some of the old people are living there. And we met two old lads. One was 84 or 5, and the other fellow was 78 or 9, and they were in great form. And they said all the people who left had died. They stayed behind in the contaminated area. They had no electricity or running water, and a van used to come out once a week with bread and stuff from the shop for them. And they looked as healthy and fine as anything. But and it's strange to see, you know, apples growing in a tree, and you say you can't touch them, because they're full of radiation. That's kind of strange, all right. And maybe it's more dangerous than I think, but I think a quick visit there hopefully didn't do much damage, you know. I can manage, yeah. I didn't have any when I went out first. I didn't know how to say hello, hi, toilet, tea, the important things, you know. I had not a word, but yeah, I've picked it up over the years, yeah. So, ya mogu chuchut kavarit paruske. The mistake I made when I went out first was I learned one sentence and it says, I can't speak Russian, я не говорю по-русски. And when they heard me saying that sentence, they thought, oh, but you can speak Russian, because she said, but it was the only sentence I had learned at the start. But now, yeah, I manage most of the time, especially with the kids, with the children. So we'd love to have some people coming out, and yourself, and you could come and visit us. And every year, I mean, it's not all, you know, kind of serious hard work. Sometimes we have celebrations around St. Paddy's Day, and we have music and dancers, and there's a huge interest in Irish dance and music outside in Minsk. So we'd love to get people out to perform in the orphanages, maybe do a show in town. And then they have lovely things in Minsk as well that we don't have here. Like you go to the circus, you go to the ballet or the opera, cheaply. Strange country. You've got all this on one side, and then out the road you've got an orphanage that maybe nobody knows about, and children, you know, that were badly in need of care. But things are better. We've made a little difference, I think, to a lot of people. Back in Mary Eye, when I was here, there was only, I think there was 220 students in our first year. And there were, I think, 21 lads, and the rest were all girls. You know, that was the ratio at the time. No, Mary Eye was a good start, a good old base. So I wouldn't change it, you know. It would be nice to... It would be nice to go back and be young again, but to kind of bring the wisdom of the years with you and kind of have a little bit of cup on that we didn't have, you know, at the time. We were very innocent back in those days.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.